Liz Rogan will read in this auditorium at 8:30. Later in the series, we have Mr. John Crow Ransom, Mr. George Reedy reading. Their dates will be announced later. Mr. Robert Bly, who will read for us this evening, comes to us from his farm near Madison, Minnesota. He is a graduate of Harvard University and the State University of Iowa. Mr. Bly is the founder and editor of the very important little magazine, The 60s, formerly called The 50s, which has furnished a much-needed medium for translations of European and South American poetry. Mr. Bly himself is a highly reputed translator of Scandinavian and Spanish poetry. His first collection of his own poetry, Silence in the Snowy Fields, was published by Wesleyan University Press in 1962. It shows Mr. Bly's significant concern with solitude and silence, although he is anything but a silent man. As a matter of fact, he is the co-organizer of an articulate organization called American Writers Against the Vietnam War. Mr. Bly has published several major works of translations in Norwegian, Danish, Swedish, and Spanish. His next collection of his own poems, which will have the title 40 Poems Touching on Recent American History, is now in the press. This very sketchy sketch does not really give you an indication of the man, especially of the one probably most noticeable feature of the man, and that is his absolute charm. I shall have to leave that to you to find out for yourself, but it gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome and to present to you Mr. Robert Bly.